You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Hey, it's your man Eric Easy Zuli, the Hollywood It Guy, with another exciting edition, another exciting show of the Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks on Blog Talk Radio. I hope you guys are ready, because we got a very, very unique show today. This show is actually going to be making dreams come true. This is going to be making a little girl's dreams come true. She is a four-year-old girl. Her name is Cooper Fleming. And, man, do I have an exciting story. We're also joined by Ryan Torres, Avenue Entertainment Management, and you should check out his IMDb at RyanTorres and see what he's done. And he's going to be talking to us a little bit about relationships and relationships are really, really important. How do you nurture a relationship? You know, how do you really deal and control a relationship to keep it for a long time? And I know, I mean, me, I've had relationships for well over 9 years. I mean, I've met people from the beginning, and they're still with me till the end. And that's, and how do you really work a relationship to your advantage? You know what I mean? Without making someone feel like they're used. That's really important. And that's some of the stuff we're going to talk about. We're waiting for Ryan to call into the show here. And this is Easy Way Broadcasting. This is Blog Talk Radio. This is Easy Talk. And we're having a lot of fun. I got to pop on a beat. And also, this is pretty cool. We're going to be posting on the Easy Way Broadcasting Facebook page. You can like the page. And then my Hollywood It Guy page. That's the main page you can follow, or Eric Zuli Fans. But Hollywood It Guy is really the stuff we're going to be posting on the blog, HollywoodItGuy.com. And the Eric Zuli Fans, we actually have something cool for the show. We actually have a mascot now. And I want you guys to meet Sky. Sky is my new bird. It's our new mascot for Easy Talk. Sky is always doing it the easy way, bobbing his head up and down when I do my show. It's a cockatiel. I know you guys probably wonder what type of bird. It's a cockatiel. And every single time I do my show or I play my theme song, we roll the easy way. Props to Young Mac for helping with that song. Every time I do my theme song, the bird seems to like bob its head up and down, like it moves back and forth in the cage. It gets hype, so I'm like, man, this has got to be the new mascot for Easy Talk. So that's we're gonna rock with that. And so we're gonna be talking about making dreams come true today. We're gonna be talking about networking, and I don't know why Ryan hasn't called in yet. You guys need to hit him on Facebook, Ryan Torres, and yell at him for not coming in, because my show's not. In format now. Ryan, where you at? Call on the show. 914-338-1303. It's just fun, man. It's fun doing it the easy way. I also encourage a lot of my fans and followers and anybody that's listening to the show or hears about the show to follow the group. The group is actually, we're creeping up to 2,600 members. And basically, the group is a group on Facebook that's purely to connect. It helps connect people. It's a great promotional tool. And we filter out everybody that's involved in this group. And you cannot actually join the group unless you're doing good business and you have a track record of doing good business. So you don't have to worry about any of the people that you meet on the group, which is kind of cool. And then, a lot of people connected. We've had over 200 people actually get connected on the Easy Way Hollywood the Easy Way group on Facebook. And it's really rocking. It's really working pretty well. So I'm gonna see what's going on here. And by the way, that beat you guys hear in the background, that's Mo Egger. Mo Egger Productions, MoEgger.com. That's a Mo Egger beat right there. I'm gonna see what's going on, and we'll pop on a little beat here. We need to get some music here. What type of music you guys want? Why don't we go? So pop. I mean, actually, no. This is a cool song. You guys know this. Alizé, Code Red. This girl is really talented. We're also going to be featuring music, by the way, guys. So if you email easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com, we will be looking for music to feature. And we're actually connecting with a lot of different podcast radio stations. We're connecting with a lot of different radio stations to play music that are registered with BMI and ASCAP and things like that. So the artists, if you're registered with those things, you actually will be making money. And you know, we got a lot of cool things that we're doing. So we're going to pop the song on, and I will be right back. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli, doing it the easy way. Hope you're enjoying the show, and I'll be right back. Wonderful Ryan Torres on the show now. I told you that he's an industry manager and he's produced. He's casted many situations. He's put many situations together with film financing, and he's dealing with people that deal with Twilight, and it goes on and on and on what this guy does. Been a long time friend of mine. Ryan, how you feeling?
Wonderful, wonderful. How are you doing, Eric?
I'm doing great. I didn't mean to wake you up. I mean, you sound like you're asleep.
Oh, no, no. No, I've been up. I've been working. Always listening to the show. How you doing, man? How you feeling?
Blessed and highly favored, as we always say it, man. We got a really cool show, and I know you've been seeing on Facebook. This show's about making dreams come true, and we're really looking forward to having the little girl. She's about 4 years old, and her name's Cooper Fleming. And she's actually from Canada.
Wow.
Can you believe that, man? I got hit up on a fans page. It shows you what social media does. I got hit up on a fans page from Canada.
The mom actually
hit my fans page. They got in contact with our people and started talking to the producers and going back and forth. And it was just a really touching story to me that this girl's a little 4-year-old girl. And check this out. I actually did meet the mom. I talked to the mom. And the little girl's 4 years old, and she actually, the mom told me that the little girl puts her hand over her head and does the little easy dance and enjoys the theme song, and she does that. Out, like, yeah, it's pretty cool.
That is cool.
You know,
wow.
Yeah, we're looking forward to having her on. So anyway, her dream, and this is on the blog. If anybody wants to check this out, you can see more information, HollywoodItGuy.com. But from what I was told, one of her dreams is to meet the Blue Ranger from the Power Rangers Super Samurai. And you know, Najee Detez is my boy.
That's your friend, wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be a really, really cool show, and I want to have you on as well and talk to the honest audience a little bit about what you've done. Yeah, what are some of the success stories? What have you done for people?
Just really trying to, you know, I've helped people, you know, because you could, you know, people possess a talent. It's a God-given talent, and you meet people, you know, and you kind of, you could see it in them, or you know, they perform, like they sing or something, and you kind of see what they do. So I feel like I was put on this world, put in this earth to help people with the God-given talent that they possess. So, I mean, just I've worked with so many different types of people, you know, singers and, you know, from models to actors. And, you know, we just we've worked on a lot of projects. I mean, the resume is very long, and, you know, we've helped, we've cast movies before. We worked on a film called Notorious. We did some independent films with some well-known actors. We've booked people in commercials, like TV, like national TV commercials, principal roles, and just really got people, you know, good opportunities. We discovered some pretty known, you know, music acts that are out there. And, you know, we're excited. We're excited, and we've just been just growing. You know, it's all about building and building your company, your brand, your name. We've been having, you know, we've been having a great time.
That sounds cool, man. Have you ever worked with any child actors?
Child actors? Let's see. Not really child. I mean, we've worked with kids before, but not like stars. You know, we've helped, you know, younger kids out, and, you know, just getting out there, like with agents, getting signed to agencies. They got to have their bank account. You know, they got to have their Coogan account for all the children out there, for all the moms and dads. And definitely a work permit. There's a certain amount of hours that a minor can work. And so, and then they tutor some of the kids on set too, which is really cool. But anyways, yeah, we worked with, you know, some youth, but not really stars. I mean, we worked with a kid named Kobe O'Donis, who was about 15 years old. He ended up becoming
Kobe
very
O'Donis?
Famous.
You mean with Akon?
Yeah, with Akon. Yeah, Kobe.
Kobe, the Kobe.
Oh, you know,
that's
you know him
cool.
too, right?
Okay.
You know him too.
Yeah, I know Kobe. I've been family with the whole convict music Akon thing for a long time, but I didn't know that you worked with Kobe. What'd you do with Kobe?
Well, that was a long time ago. I mean, when I first met him, I just, you know, I got him, you know, I started working with him and his dad, and just got him, you know, you know, connected with a studio and got him with a production company and a dance agency, one of the biggest dance agencies in the country called Block Agency.
Wow.
Yeah, just, you know,
you're
just helped him out.
You're connected. It sounds like you're connected with the agents. You need to be everybody. I think you're everybody's future and dream, like, you know, best friend in their dreams.
Yeah.
That's why. That's some power right there to be connected with the agents. What are some of the agencies you work with? Who are some of the agents? So if people are listening, they're going to be like, oh, who's this Ryan Torres guy? I got to follow him on Facebook. I need an agent.
I mean, I've worked with, like, Nancy Chaidez Agency, Element, Brass and Associates. They're not around anymore, but... Oh, Icon Talent, Momentum Talent, or some. I was connected with Innovative at one point. Innovative Artist. That's a tough agency to get into.
What would you recommend the best agency is for kids? Like, say, kids age 4 to 14. 15.
I believe that Abram Art. Well, there's Abram Artist that's really good, and. Trying to think of that agency that Dakota Fanning was with. Cindy Osbrink. She's really good. Cindy Osbrink.
Get your pens and pads out. Hold on. Let me tell my listeners really quick. Get your pens and pads out right now, guys, because you're listening to someone that's experienced in the industry telling you what is a good agency for your kids. If there's any parents listening or if there's anybody, you know, right there, you better get your pen and pad out. You better get your iPhones out, your cell phones, your touchpad, whatever this new digital age is, whatever you got that can make you remember this. Make sure that you're doing that right now, because I know people are probably listening and they're like, oh, dang, okay, you're right, E. We're getting our stuff out right now. So you said Abrams is a good one for the kids?
Abrams Artists, yeah, they're good. They have a kids department. And probably one of the best is Osbrink Talent Agency. They represented Dakota Fanning. And
What about internationally? What about internationally? What about if you're not in Hollywood or Los Angeles? Because I know we have a lot of international people that listen to the show. Thank you to Blog Talk Radio for featuring us. We love you, Blog Talk Radio. Chat plug. The people that are, you know, that are like, you know, in the international areas, and they want to, They want to, you know, I know that there's many, many different agents in different areas. What do you recommend anybody in particularly that might not be in Hollywood, in L.A.?
More of New York. I think everybody, everything kind of caters to towards the East Coast and the West Coast, you know, out here in like, you know, in L.A. and New York. But I mean, there's agencies in London and like England, but they're more like for modeling. I think there's a lot more agencies that are doing that. They're not doing so much of TV and film, because you look at a lot of the projects that they're shooting. You know, they're shooting a lot of projects, in LA and New York and, you know, the East Coast and even in Tennessee and Atlanta and so forth. So I think that there's some like boutique agencies that kind of set up. I don't know too many about kids. I don't know how they're doing that with the kids. I know that because I've worked with people across, you know, in other parts of the country, and they all want to migrate here. They want to migrate out here because most of the work's out here.
We're gonna go to a quick break here, guys, and actually our special guest, little 4-year old Cooper Fleming is actually on the show. So
we're gonna
come back. We're gonna bring her on, introduce you guys to her, and I am talking to my man. Well, we'll keep everything as a surprise. We'll be right back, guys.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com. Easy Way Broadcasting is your connection for all things entertainment and business. Join.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Azuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Yes, sir, guys. We are back, and we are with Ryan Torres, industry manager, producer, casting guy, and I am Eric Easy Azuli, and we're going to be bringing on in 3, 2... One, her name is Cooper Fleming. She's all the way out there in Canada, and she's on the Easy Show. Hello, Cooper, or Cooper's mom. How are you guys feeling? You're on the show. Are you feeling live? Feeling happy?
Yeah, hi. Can you hear us?
We can hear you. I'm going to turn down the music a little bit. How are you doing? Is this Cooper? Is this Cooper Fleming, or is this the mom?
Well, I'm her mom, but she's right here. Say hi, Cooper.
Hi,
Cooper. Hey, nice to meet you. I it's so awesome to meet you. Thank you so much for being on the show. And we have a really, really cool surprise for you. And I hear that you're a little actress. You're a little superstar out there in Canada.
And you know what? I'm in my strawberry costume right now.
Are you being a superhero right now? Yeah, she's pretending she's a superhero right now when she was waiting for the show.
Wow, that's so cool. So I hear that your dream, Cooper, is to meet the Blue Ranger on Power Rangers Super Samurai.
Yeah.
So what would you do if you were able to meet him right now? If I could call him up on the phone and he picked up live, and what would you ask him?
I always dreamed that I could meet him.
Aww.
Ask him if you can see him. She wants me to ask if she can meet him someday.
Oh, well, you know what? We're gonna try to make that happen for you the easy way, and I think we were actually talking about doing some stuff to make that happen. But how about we start with you actually talking to him on the telephone? Would you like that?
So yeah, they can't hear you. Yeah, she'd love that. She's just being a little bit shy. He's shy.
Okay, well, before I call my man Najee up, and your name is Jana, correct, Mommy?
Yes.
Okay, Jana, can you give us a little idea? I mean, because it was I read your email. Can you give us a little idea of some of the situations and what you kind of went through in trying to make your little daughter's dreams come true and meet the meet Najee?
I've been working at it for about a year, actually. I tried everything. I tried finding out when there was Power Morphicon conventions we could go to. I tried finding out when they do signing, autograph signing. I thought maybe we would fly there to the States just to go to one of the autograph sessions, but couldn't find anything, wasn't getting anywhere. I tried talking to fans of Power Morphicon. I sent messages to all the Power Rangers individually, which was hard because you don't know if it's a site that a fan set up or if it's legitimately them that look at it. I even had people start a Facebook campaign sharing her picture and her dream, hoping to get his attention. I tried just about everything I could imagine from where I'm at to make it happen. And then I messaged you about 10 days ago, it was actually. And you responded within a few days. I got a message back from you, and here we are on Blog Talk, doing it the easy way, getting a chance to talk to Najee.
Yeah, well, and it is kind of hard to get a hold of Hollywood and entertainment, isn't it?
Yeah, and I can appreciate that. I know everybody's really busy, but you know, even the fan pages and stuff, it was getting really exasperating. I just wasn't getting anywhere, even with the legitimate fan pages, because they're overwhelmed. I understand that, but it was getting tough because I knew the summer was coming, and this is all she wanted to do this summer was go and meet him. And I was getting to the point where I thought I was going to have to tell her it was never going to happen. And, you know, for a mom, that's heartbreaking to tell your kid that. So,
it is.
Thank
it is.
You.
What I want you to do, do you mind if I call you Mommy?
No problem.
I'm just kidding. Okay, so what I want you to do is put Cooper on the phone. I'm going to call him right now. In fact, I just texted him. He's actually getting off a set. And, you know, he's pulling himself away here just so he can meet Cooper. And we are going to call live on Easy Talk, doing it the easy way, guys. We're going to call Najee Tez, the Blue Ranger on Power Ranger Super Pet Samurai, to talk to Miss Cooper. She's 4 years old, and see what we can do about making that dream come true.
It's
you better
Ranger.
Pick up.
Hello?
Mr. Najee Detez, how you doing, brother? It's your man, EZ. You're live on EZ Talk, and I have somebody to introduce you to, man. We appreciate your time. I want to introduce you to little 4-year-old Cooper Fleming from Canada. Cooper, meet the Blue Ranger.
Hey, how's it going, Cooper?
Hi.
I hear that there's a little somebody that wants to be a Power Ranger.
When I grow up, I'm going to be a Power Ranger.
What color do you want to be?
Blue.
Yay! The crowd goes wild. Nice. How you doing?
She thinks the blue one should be the leader.
Yeah, I know, right? I've been going back and forth with Jaden about that, you know, and that's why in two of the episodes I actually took over the leadership role when he had to go away and fight some, get his head straight. So, yeah.
I played a Red Ranger.
You said what?
She's just talking, telling me that you beat Decker.
Yes, I did. He was causing too much havoc. I had to, you know, come up from behind him and, you know, get him, you know. So, He's dealt with now, so that's a good thing.
She's doing a public speaking tomorrow, and she's dressing as the Blue Power Ranger.
Really?
She's doing a Power Ranger monologue. So
she has the outfit and all?
Oh, yeah, she's representing.
Yeah, I love it. If I had my extra morpher, I would send it to her so she can, you know, she can have that as an accessory, but I actually lost mine, so, you know.
Oh, Oh, darn. We took an old cell phone and we made a Kevin Morpher. We copied your symbol and we made our own, so.
Yeah. And what's your name?
My name's Dana. I'm her boss. I've been living with the little blue Power Ranger now for about a year.
And what's your name? I didn't catch it.
Jana.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you very, very, very much. I'm in shock, actually, because I was getting to the point of, you know, almost in tears having to tell her that, I'm sorry, Cooper, you're not going to meet Najee, you're not, you know. So thank you. I can't even tell you how grateful I am to you and Eric for giving her this chance. It's a huge obsession of hers. We've watched every episode at least 100 times.
Oh yeah. Eric Zulli, he's a very good friend of mine, and he's very connected in Hollywood. So it's a matter of just contacting, just a phone call. I'm a phone call away. So and I would also love to send out some Power Rangers stuff. You know, like a poster and a action shot. You know, stuff like that. You know.
Oh, that would be fabulous. That'd be awesome. Would that be great, Cooper? Yeah, she's nodding. Her eyes are big, and she's really excited. I think she's just in shock. She's having a hard time believing it's actually the Blue Ranger.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I think what we should try to do, Najee, is maybe we can get a poster, get signed by all the Power Rangers, and shoot it over to Cooper.
Yes, that's a really good idea. I can work on that as soon as possible, you know, because she's a little young Ranger, so what better way to start her life, you know,
That would be
great.
That would be awesome.
Of course.
So we have a surprise for Miss Cooper because I was talking with Jana, talking to her mom for a little bit, and it sounds like we have a little potential actress or a little potential superstar in our hands. And we do the Easy Show, which is on IMDb, and me and Najee have done a lot of stuff. You guys can check it out on YouTube if you type in Eric Zulli, Najee Detez, or really if you type in Najee Detez, you'll see some stuff. And what we were thinking about basically doing this is maybe creating some sort of episode and have Miss Cooper star in the show and have I want to actually get you guys to come down from Canada, fly out here. See what it's like to hang out in Hollywood and actually meet Najee live and in person at our studio and do it the easy way.
That's awesome. That would be fantastic. We'd love to do that.
Yeah, we would all be there. Yeah, let me know. Eric, I'm more than happy to come down and meet little Miss Cooper and, talk to her and really, educate her on her career to acting and tell her how I got started and sit down and just, give her as much information as she needs,
I think you're going to teach.
I'm
sorry, Cooper, what'd you say?
Say it again. She said, do you swim in real life?
Yes, I do, and I have my swimming trunks and my trophy. Yes, I do. I never went to the Olympics, but.
Oh, well, that's awesome. We're at a hotel this weekend, so we were just in the pool about an hour ago, and she was pretending she was Kevin, and we were in the Olympics, and so we were doing our own little show, pretending we were in the Olympics just about an hour ago. So she really wanted to know if you swam in real life.
Was she interested in swimming, like, as a hobby, you're just wondering if I swim?
Oh, it's just a hobby. She was just wondering if Najee actually swims in real life or just in Kevin in the show.
Yeah. No, I swim. I should swim more, more often. I'm actually, into acrobatics and martial arts. That's what I normally do to get my workout on. But, yeah, I swim from time to time.
She had one more question for you, actually.
Yes.
You can ask her, Cooper. Do you do kid shows? Well, she's been watching your McDonald's commercial over and over, and she's wondering if there's any other shows, kid shows, that you're in.
No, not at the moment. I'm in the process of possibly being a part of a this pilot for a Disney show. But it's everything's up in the air and can't really speak about it. But you may see me on Disney, possibly.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye out because she's watched all the Rangers episodes a million times and she wants to see some more of you and something else that's kid appropriate. So.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
Well, you know, we've also been talking to my man Najee about coming on, you know, once a month and just kind of like keeping everybody updated and how the Blue Rizzy does it, coming on the Easy Show, coming on Easy Talk, and we're gonna be doing a lot of things with Najee and I wouldn't be surprised if you don't see him popping up in a lot of different situations. He just, unfortunately, I know, and I will speak for this, when you're in the industry and you sign those contracts, you can't really talk about too many things. But I can say you will be seeing him in some things. I mean, you're already seeing the McDonald's commercial, and he's in one of the biggest shows possible on Nickelodeon. You're definitely going to be seeing more of Najee. And Najee, I think you should maybe teach little Cooper a Power Ranger move and a couple things when they come out here.
Yeah, I'll have a whole thing set up for her to teach her and show her that she can use in her everyday life. You know, put her through a little mini Power Ranger training.
Yeah, there you go.
You tell him that. She said, tell him I know some samurai moves of my own.
Yeah. I bet she does. Watching those shows, she probably knows more than us.
She wants to show you a couple moves.
Perfect.
Oh, there you go.
I'd love to see him, Miss Cooper.
sounds like a challenge there, Najee. Better watch out.
That's what they're saying. Thank you. You'd say I love you.
So what we're gonna do, guys, is if you guys watch on Twitter and you follow Najee NajeeDeTiege. Myself, ericzuley, Easy Way Broadcast, and Cooper. Mom, do you want to tell us Cooper's Twitter again, please?
Cooper is at CooperTalk at @_Cooper.
CooperTalk_quote. Wait, that's
I'm new to Twitter. I'm new to Twitter, so I think you find her with @_Cooper, and it's just a bunch of people asked me to start her a Twitter account because she comes up with some funny one-liners. So I just started it not long ago, and I just put things on there that Cooper says that I think are kind of funny or interesting, and we started it actually so we could follow both of you guys.
that's so cool. So I think, guys, you can search Cooper Talk with a C, CooperTalk, Cooper Talk. And if you guys follow us, you'll watch Najee, myself. We're going to be retweeting and keeping in touch with Cooper Talk, you know, for the next couple of days and supporting our new little star here. And, you know, we really appreciate that you reached out to us. And, hey, Najee, check this out. Jana told me that Lil Cooper actually, you know my intro that does We Roll the Easy Way. I guess Cooper likes that, and she puts her hand around her head, she does a little dance, and yeah, so she watches our stuff. That's so cool, you know.
Oh yeah,
okay.
She loves that song.
No,
but
I can't wait to hear.
Hello.
Yeah, well, we're gonna make that happen. And Najee, I really appreciate your time. And I don't know if you have any more time to talk to us, but I know you probably don't. If you could stay, we'd love to have you. But at the same time, I know that you're always on set and you're always moving and grooving. So, Cooper, you know, Najee's gonna have to go soon. Do you have any other questions for the Blue Ranger?
Let's see, not right now.
Not right now.
You got a little star on your hand there, man. Well, hey, Najee, I really appreciate this, brother. I really appreciate the time, and we'll get some goodies sent out there, and we're gonna set up some really cool stuff, and go Najee Ranger.
Perfect. I'll see you soon, Cooper.
Okay.
Yay! I'm so excited. I can't wait for the summer. Now I have something to look towards. Perfect.
All right. Well, thank you very, very much. Really,
thank you so much.
It. Yeah, dream thank come you. True. You guys are the best.
I appreciate you, brother.
She's in a show. She's in a show this weekend. We'll let you know how she does.
Perfect.
Which show? Which show is she in? Tell us about the show.
Okay, well, she's competing in a national pageant contest. Our pageant system here in Canada is quite a bit different than the one in the States. But like I said, she's doing public speaking. She's doing stand-up comedy for talent. She's doing a bunch of different things. She's dressing up as John Wayne for Western wear. And we'll let you know how she makes out.
That's pretty cool. She's 4 years old?
Yeah, you bet.
Wow.
She turned 4 in January.
You must be proud.
I'm really proud of her. I'm a mom. I think we're all proud of our kids, but yeah, I'm especially proud of her. She's a go-getter.
And don't forget, guys, we have Mr. Ryan Torres still on the line listening, which is an industry manager himself and does a lot of casting situations, does a lot of stuff with TV. And you never know what's going to happen when you do it the easy way, and we're having fun on Easy Talk. Ryan, do you have anything to add? I know you're quiet over there.
No, I just think it's amazing of how, you know, what she's doing at a young age, you know, and I think it's great that you guys would, you know, get on the phone with her like that. I mean, that's very motivating and, you know, inspirational for her and her mom. So I think
we need to give a round of applause to mommy, to Jana. Because if it wasn't for her reaching out on the social media world, and it goes to show you what social media can do. You can talk to someone all the way out down there out in Canada when you're in the Los Angeles area, and I mean she's been grinding and hustling and hitting everybody she can, and then she finally hit us, and we appreciate it.
Wonderful.
So we just wanted to try to give that love back, and. Hey, Najee, should we tell them how we met? That's a cool story.
You said what?
Yeah, maybe. I said, should we tell everybody how we met? Should I be rude? Should I tell all the details?
Go for it. What? It's up to you.
I'm not gonna. I won't say all the details, but it was a unique way. Of course, we were doing our show, guys, and We had a fun event, and Najee was hollering at one of my clients at the time. It seemed like, I don't know, and he was just an average guy talking, and I had no idea who he was, and I don't even remember how you told me that you were the Blue Ranger, and he was a little tipsy too. He was a little tipsy, so I had to get him on camera, and you guys can actually see. You can go on YouTube. And you can type in Eric Zulli, Najee Detez. You will see that video. You will see that interview. That was the first time me and Najee met, and we're still making things happen. And we actually have a lot of projects, not a lot of projects, but we have projects together right now that are under the radar, and things are going really, really well. And props to YouTube and props to social media, because if it wasn't for social media, a lot of that stuff wouldn't happen. Yeah.
Can I just say that I actually watched that, and I didn't know until you just said it that Najee was tipsy. But I definitely noticed that Eric had a couple.
That's too funny.
That's funny on me.
That interview was at 3:30 in the morning, might I add. So let's just keep that in mind. But yeah.
No, it was great.
Yeah,
it was the interview that actually that got me going on Reaching the Easy Show. So thank you.
Oh, cool.
Great.
So that means and how did you find the interview, by the way, Jana? Like you guys are all the way out in Canada. You have no idea who I am, and all of a sudden you find the interview. What did you guys do to find that interview?
Well, I actually, after doing some pretty good Najee research, I went on YouTube and saw that interview, trying to find if I could find somebody that knew him. I thought, if I can't get in touch with him, I'm going to find somebody that knows him that might help me. So that's why I found that one.
Oh, cool. Right on. Well, That's awesome. it's always interesting to hear the other side. You know what I mean? So I appreciate you taking the time to look at everything. And in fact, me and Najee have been talking about doing some other cool YouTube videos and episodes and commercials and shows and, you know, just fun stuff. I have a production company. I have a network. I have a radio station. I have all the fun vehicles. And why not? You know, we want to entertain you guys that are listening and you guys that are watching and you guys that support us. So we're going to be giving you a lot of cool content. And Najee, your Facebook, which is the real Facebook, man? You got like five of them.
It's Facebook.com/NDetege1. Or even that's one of my Facebooks that I go to. And my other Facebook that you can look me up is Actor Detege. So Facebook.com/actor, then my last name Detege, DETIEGE.
There you guys go. You're hearing the real deal straight from from Najee Detege, the Blue Ranger himself, telling you what the real deal is. Same thing with Twitter. It's just your name, Najee Detege, right?
Yes, sir.
He's the Blue Ranger.
Right on. What is Cooper saying?
Oh, she's just thinking of more questions for Najee, and she's.
Well, you better ask. Better hurry, Cooper, because Najee's gonna have to go. But he's waiting on. He's putting off his job to talk to you. He's there for you, and you're talking to your dream. This is what you wanted to do. Talk to Najee. He's here.
You know what?
What?
Are you the Blue Ranger for real life?
What'd you say?
She said she wants to be the Blue Ranger for real life. She wants to know if you're a samurai. In real life, if you really do those moves.
Oh yeah, of course. I would definitely have to say that in my real life, in my day to day life, I do take some of the qualities and attributes I had in the show, you know, playing as the role of Kevin, into my life today, and I try to apply them in every way possible. You know, I do, you know, try to train every single day, and you know, wake up early. And wake up early and just, you know, train and study as much as I possibly can and hone my craft. So, yes, I would definitely have to say I feel like a true samurai besides me not having my costume and my morph for the morph.
That's awesome!
And I have to also say, too, that's pretty cool that your daughter is only 4 years old and she also realizes that it is not... In real life, she's actually understand. She's asking questions like, "Is this something you do in real life?" So she actually understands that it is actors, you know, portraying you know, a show and stuff like that. Your daughter's a real smart little cookie there.
Yeah, she is pretty smart. She asked. She told me, "Mom, when we go to meet him, I'm gonna have to try to remember not to call him Kevin and to call him Najee." She knows he's an actor, but she just wants to know if he's a samurai. Does those moves himself, if he can do backflips and stuff.
Sounds like she's going nuts there in the background, and she met you, Najee. So I think you've officially, we're going to stamp this the easy way here, I think you've officially met your biggest fan that you have, and youngest.
Yeah.
I've never had this happen before. I would definitely have to, you know, give her the biggest fan award trophy. Yeah.
That's a good idea. I think I'm going to make an Easy Way trophy for the biggest fan award.
Oh, yep. That'd be awesome. Yeah, she's definitely, it's been relentless for over a year, so it's not a passing thing. She'll be very excited to meet you.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for reaching out to us. Easy is the best guy, you know, to link people up and make things happen. So, you know, thank you so much, Eric. You know,
hey,
appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate you, brother. We're gonna let you go. Thanks for coming on the show, and we're gonna make some more magic happen. Najee Detege, everybody, the Blue Ranger, Mr. Actor Najee Detege. Follow him.
Bye, everybody. Yeah.
Woo-hoo, thank you.
Thank you so much. I'll see you soon. Okay. I'll see you soon.
All right, now thanks. All right, guys. So that goes to show you what actor. I mean, that's pretty cool for someone like Najee to take his time. And I'm not going to say what he's doing and what he took his time away from, but it was something big. And for him to take his time to talk to his fan, to really show that he wants to interact, to really show that he cares. You know, and it's cool that social media, you know, made all this stuff happen. And I'm glad that the Easy Talk Show was able to help. Kind of link this situation up, and you guys that are listening, this is going to be really cool, because what we're going to be doing, because I just really, really got fascinated by the story. I've already contacted producer friends of mine, writer friends of mine, production situations. I've already talked with you, Jana, and I really do want to set up a cool episode on the Easy Show where Cooper can actually meet Najee herself, and the dreams really do come true via social media, I'd say. And Ryan will probably be helping and throwing his expertise, and I'm pulling in the resources for Cooper. You know, I appreciate my fans, and I'm not just talking about it, I'm proving it.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you. You're welcome, Cooper. Thank you so much, and good luck. Good luck on your show, you know, make sure that you, when you say I go, go Power Rangers, make sure somewhere in there you say the easy way.
We'll see if we can work that into a routine.
Hey, Cooper, can you do me a favor? Can you say the easy way?
Do it. Oh, she's being a little bit shy. To be honest, I think she has to use the ladies' room.
No problem. Well, thank you, Mom. Appreciate it. We're looking forward to making some magic happen with you guys, and good luck on everything. And we'll be talking to you real soon.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Thank you. We'll keep in touch, and we can't wait to see you.
All righty. Jana and Cooper, guys, all the way from Canada. I want to ask some more. Actually, you know what? Before, are you guys still there? I got to ask some Canada questions.
Yeah.
What's Canada like? I'm out in L.A. I've never been to Canada. Talk to us about Canada.
Oh, well, of course, I'm a proud Canadian, so I absolutely love Canada. Great, great place to live. Cold, but it is. It's, you know, and everyone in Canada is going to roll their eyes when they hear that. So, like, stop perpetuating the myth. But the truth is, it's been over 6 months of winter, right? And we're getting kind of tired of it.
What What do I say to shout out to all the Canadians out there and say I don't know like what would make, how do I make the Canadians love me?
How do you make I'll help you out. I'll spread the word. Everyone's already talking about how grateful they are that, you know, they're happy. All my friends are happy for Cooper, but make Canada love you. We're YouTube people, definitely big YouTube fans up here. So. I'll spread the word about your show.
Cool. Well, shout out to all
the music. Into music too. Really into music. It's cold here a lot, so a lot of great musicians come out of Canada because we have nothing else to do in the winter. So kids sit in their rooms and play their guitars. So that's our thing. So I'll let everyone know that there's music on your show.
Justin Bieber.
Right on. Okay. Well, we're going to be playing a lot of independent music. We're going to be playing a lot of music here soon. And featuring a lot of cool talents and stuff. We also have, just so everybody knows, we have our shows on Easy Way Broadcast, and besides my show, Shane Sparks, who is a very, very known celebrity dance choreographer. He was on So You Think You Can Dance, America's Best Dance Crew, MTV, BET. He's been Emmy nominated. He's had a lot of great experiences, and he also talks to his fans. And you know, Easy Way Broadcasting is really a station to help the fans interact with the public figures, and basically help Hollywood interact with the fans. And we also have a sports show. If there's any sports fans out there in Canada, Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we have a former NBA star of 5 years, and he talks about sports and music. We have a comedy show on Thursdays. I mean, Easy Way Broadcasting is a lot of fun. So follow Easy Way Broadcast, and shout outs to everybody in Canada and Canadians.
Right on. And if you want to get your name out in Canada, maybe share our story with CBC. Everyone in Canada knows CBC. That's our Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. So.
Okay, cool. I guess I'll contact them on Twitter. How do I get a hold of CBC? Are they on social media?
CBC, it's probably cbc.com. I'll even send in a letter to some of our newspapers, and I can send in a letter to actually CBC and let them know what you're doing for us, and maybe they'll feature a story, and then the whole country will hear it.
Oh, wow, that'd be cool. Yeah, awesome. Well, shout out to Canada. Woohoo! I appreciate you guys. So tell Cooper
hey,
I said
easy,
bye. And maybe, yeah, Ryan, what's up?
Justin Bieber's from Canada. He put Canada on the map, right?
Oh, really?
Hey, Tragically Hip. Tragically Hip was a big part of that, too. gotta get shouts out to them. But, yeah, Justin Bieber definitely helped us out in that department.
Mr. Bieber probably doesn't like me because I always like repost all the stories that are on Yahoo and stuff, and lately Mr. Bieber was going crazy and nuts over the whole Selena Gomez situation, and he probably knows me and probably knows me from Twitter, and he's like, I hate that Hollywood guy. He keeps reposting all my tabloid stuff. No, <I'm kidding. laughs> Shout out to Justin Bieber. All right, but hey, shout out to everybody in Canada, and you know, we're doing it the easy way, and we appreciate you, Cooper Fleming, and Jana?
Jana.
Okay. So, all right, guys, so make sure you email easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com, post your comments, talk to Cooper. If anybody has any questions, maybe think about where she's going to be going. You know, with her career, and make sure you guys get back to us. We'll have you back on, and we want to hear how Cooper did on her show.
Sounds good. We'll keep in touch.
All right. Have a good one. All right, guys. That was Cooper Fleming and Jana. We appreciate them coming on Easy Talk. And back to you, Ryan. What's going on, man? You're so quiet. Or do I just overtake everything? That's just my loud voice.
It's your show.
Yeah, but I like to talk
I
to
just
my
listen.
Guests. You just listen, okay.
I'm enjoying the show. I'm enjoying it.
Well, that's good. That's what I like to hear. That's kind of the whole point of why we do everything. And shout out to Blog Talk Radio. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up, man. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up. And I know that you've recently introduced me to a writer guy, and he has an interesting story with some stuff. And what does your friend do? The guy we just talked to earlier today.
Oh, Sean, he's a writer. He writes a lot of non-scripted shows, like reality shows.
Uh-huh.
One of his shows was on Nickelodeon called Star Camp.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, really cool show.
Isn't Star Camp that media company that goes around with Jennifer Taparero and they film celebrities and stuff?
No, Star Camp. Camp.
Oh, Star Camp. Okay. I make sure we get the names right. Star Camp. Okay.
Yeah, like that's, you that's go cool. Camping.
Oh, awesome. Okay. And what? So he's like a superstar Nickelodeon producer guy.
No, he was executive producer on the project, but he's developing a lot more shows. So he's
been very talented. We've been talking
his,
to
his little daughter was signed too a long time ago with Rockefeller Records. Jay-Z and Damon Dash.
Oh, okay.
Well,
so
that was pretty cool.
So Ryan, talk to us about some of your struggles. Yeah, you as an industry manager, you've done a lot of stuff in the industry, but I mean I could talk to you about some of your struggles if you want, but I'll let you decide. I think my fans would really 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 dig some of the stories that you've gone through, and then you know you can talk about some of the success, but talk to us about some of your struggles and be real with us, because I think people will feel some of these stories, and if you're not real enough, then I'm going to get real
just,
for you.
You know, it's a struggle. Just you know, you work with people, and like I've worked with people in the past, and you help them get far, and then you know, then they kind of like you know change on you sometimes. So you try to like you know you try to help them and. I mean, I've just struggled before, you know, just working with people that you feel like you could trust. And, you know, you're in major situations, but then they kind of like, you know, they're just like doing their own thing or they turn their back on you. So I think everybody kind of deals with that, you know, but I just keep my head and my focus on God.
Well, give us an
example.
Give us an example of what you mean by people turn their back on you.
I can't mention any names.
Yeah, that's right. You don't need to mention names, but be a little bit more in detail of what you mean, because that's so bland. Like when you have to say who, but like
how did you get backstabbed? What type of situation? Was it a movie? You know, was it like, you know, give us a little bit more detail.
No,
because
I mean, I did everything right. It was through a situation with some artists. They were like brothers, and they had their own TV show on Viacom, and my partner and I partnered up with another company that deals with Disney, like Radio Disney. They had their artists on Radio Disney, and they had an artist that was signed to Hollywood Records and Disney. And we brought a lot to the table. I brought them to the table. We did a contract as partners, and then we brought like a lot of business for these kids, you know? And so like we bought a producer that did like Miley Cyrus. He produced a lot of Disney artists, and he did a single on them. He made thousands of dollars. We brought a vocal coach, a choreographer. We brought all these different people to the table. And then, you know, basically we had a contract with a company, and, you know, things kind of didn't work out with the actual contact that I was dealing with that had the kids and had the show and that sort of thing. And then they just kind of like, you know, we didn't get paid for what we did, and we got all their people paid. But I just think that the way the business was handled wasn't very professional. So that was one instance, and we just kind of moved on from that. But, you know, you always got to have contracts. You know, if you're going to do any business with anybody, you got to have a good lawyer or good contracts so that you're covered. I think a lot of people are going to fall into ditches or fall into pits, especially when they're, you know, they get into the real industry and they don't have any contracts or anything. So I would advise as a manager to always get an attorney on your side that's going to look out for you. Make sure you're going to have the right, you know, your I's dotted and your T's crossed.
If you can go back in the past on that situation you're talking about, what would you have done different?
Honestly, I would have like probably negotiated with the clients that they had themselves, but I'm a trustworthy person. I'm a person of integrity, so I couldn't go around them. Even though that day when we all met up and it was in San Diego, I could have, you know, told them, hey, no, this is the situation. But, you know, what can you do? You're right there with the main people, and you can't say, oh, well since we brought this to my company, introduced this situation, we need to get paid from you directly. And I couldn't do that because those clients, out of respect to the companies I was partnered with, they were working with them. So I couldn't go around them to their talent and do a side contract. You know, I think that's the industry is. They cut people out. It's like cutthroat. You know, and you got to be careful.
Why do you
got to be careful
with
that.
Why do you think they do that?
Because of greed and selfishness. And they don't think about others. They think about the dollar. They think about how they can come up. And that's not godly. I mean, I'm a man of God, and that's far from being godly. It's being selfish and self-righteous and wanting everything and not thinking about others. That's why the whole market crashed in mortgage, because of greed, because people were making so much money, they don't think about anything else but themselves. I'm sorry?
Go ahead. Finish up, and then I'll... I don't mean to interrupt.
What I would have done different, I don't know what I could have done different. You know, I thought I did everything right. And, you know, maybe I wouldn't have. And the thing is, I knew the girl for a while. I knew her for some years. And, you know, I thought we were friends, you know, and I never really engaged in any business with her. But then I kind of like saw what they did, and I said, well, I'm going to bring this situation to them. And we were at their house. I mean, we were at dinner together, and I mean, my partner and her partner, and it was all good, you know. So I don't know what I could have done that was different, you know. But I think we all learn from our mistakes. You know, we have to make mistakes in order for us to learn.
Well, now this particular girl that you're talking about, if you could talk to her and talk to her in person, and you had a chance to maybe, you know, it's 2013. What would you say to her now? You know, after that.
Well, Nothing really. I would just, I mean, I let things go, but I just kind of, you know, I probably wouldn't work with her again.
I don't know what I'd say.
I'd say, you know, why did you do that? You know, I think that she was, you know, maybe hurt because of credibility, you know, with the situation. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. And that's kind of a personal question, honestly. But,
Sean, if you don't answer them, you just say, I don't want to answer whatever I ask. But the beauty of my show...
I don't want to answer that. I'm just kidding.
Well, the beauty of my show and Easy Talk is because Easy Talks. And you know, you answer what
yes,
you want to answer.
Does.
You don't. But and I just have fun. But let me ask you this. So do you think that if people weren't greedy and they didn't have that greed and basically the devil wasn't involved, that this industry and, you know, business in general would be, you know, a lot better, and people would actually. I think that if people weren't greedy, deals would go through more often. And I think the economy, I think everything would ultimately be better because there would be more money happening. But I think because of greed, it's messed up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you can set it better. I mean, you know, it's money's not the root of all evil. It's the love of money. You know, it's like. We love money. We put money over our family. We put money over everything because money's power. And money, you become lord of everything. If you have all the money and you have all the nice things and everyone, and people don't, it's like overtowering someone, you know. You're up on this high mountain, everybody's on the bottom. And it's like that's the kind of mentality that people have. So it's the love of money, you know. And if we just loved each other instead of money, then we would care about everybody, you know, trying to come up and just to help one another, versus just
because
that one person being the top and everybody else on the bottom.
Yeah, you couldn't have said it better, because the reality, and a lot of people forget this, is you can't bring it with you. You know, whatever you have, you can't bring it with you, and that's
right.
And all
right.
This stuff, all this stuff down here. Is fun while it lasts, but you know, you forget that last part, and when you end up standing in front of that particular situation, and you know, a lot of people forget that. So any of my listeners, any of my fans, any people that support me and listen to the show, I'm telling you, you know, remember that, and I think a lot of people go through a lot of situations, and I think that if a lot of people realize and remembered, you know, it's about that end time, because you're not gonna be here forever. Yeah, you know, I think a lot of situations would be better. So Ryan, as a manager with AEM and founder of Avenue Entertainment Management, having a lot of different credits on IMDb, I know you've worked on the Notorious B.I.G. film. You've worked on some pretty credible projects. What is your day to day? You know, how do you help a client? You know, how does a manager work? You're like the backbone behind the talent, right?
Yeah, it's just kind of making sense out of everything, like, you know, kind of breaking down what the client has, you know, what they're working with, what kind of tools, because, you know, every client has to have tools, like pictures and resumes and, you know, video work or reels, that kind of thing. So what I try to do is have everything together. And it's always, it's connecting dots. It's like, I look at it like, you know, the industry's like playing pool. There's so many different angles that you can go to, and, you know, to the left, to the right, to the middle. It's like you connect all the dots, you know, and just working with, you know, it's more of a personal relationship that we have with the clients, because, you know, we talk to them, we find out, you know, I'm going to Santa Barbara for the weekend. You know, it's like he's not going out to audition. You know, he's going to Santa Barbara to visit a friend or a family. So it's like you get to know the people, and people want personal attention. It's all about relationships. You know, it's all about relationships. Relationships will take you to the next level.
And how do you nurture a relationship? When you say it's all about relationships, how do you nurture that relationship? How do you work that relationship?
Well, I feel like what I've been taught by the Lord, is that what you have to be considerate of the other person, and you have to have an understanding of them. Once you have an understanding of them, and you then you're going to know the types of, you know, things that that they like or they don't like. You know, like some people, like higher industry people, you don't want to bug them. You don't want to keep calling them and calling them. And you don't want to see them if you're desperate. You know, you just want to, and you might maybe want to call them once in a while and say, hey, man, I want to invite you out to this place or the dinner or something. You always want to add to someone, not take away from somebody. You want to add to them. So the key to my relationships is just, and you got to be caring too, because you got to think everybody might be calling them for one thing. But you're calling them just to see how they're doing. How was your day, man? Yeah, I know you're signed by William Morris. Yeah, I know you're doing a film with John Travolta in the NFL, and you're dealing with all the big stars. But hey, man, you know, how you doing? I got a friend; he's an agent, and we're gonna go play ball together, play basketball. It's all about the personal relationship that you got to have. That's gonna go really far, you know. And then it just builds over time. And then I believe once that happens, the trust starts coming. And you start trusting one another, then you start building from that, you know. It's kind of separate from a business relationship. But, I mean, you can go into business with anybody if you have that personal relationship. They're going to trust you because you already established that.
I agree. So you feel that you have to basically, when you meet somebody and you have a relationship, you have to mainly establish the trust before starting the pitching and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you do? What do you do when people try to steal your clients? How do you handle that?
I don't know. I think there's a competitiveness in me because I played a lot of sports in the past. So I try to, like, you know, I play the game a little bit, but, you know, I don't know. I believe, you know, I mean, they've tried to take clients before, but that's kind of the nature of the business. Sometimes I kind of laugh about it because, you know, I know that, once again, you know, God has my back. So if God could be before you, who could be against you? Nobody can be against me because I trust in the Lord. I know that he's going to take care of me. So, and then I might, you know, I might lose that client, and then, but another one or two more clients that are way, like, twice as better, have more going for themselves, are coming to me, wanting me to work with them. So it's like whenever a door closes, another one will open.
Can you give us an example of that? What do you mean by that? Like, how has God helped you? How has another door opened? So how has the door closed on you, and then how has another door opened?
Okay, well, this probably wouldn't be related to industry terms, but more just stuff in my life, like where I feel led to say this. You know, I feel, and I think many people deal with this, they hold something in their heart of what somebody did to them, and it's like it almost eats you up, you know, inside. And the thing is like, you know, sometimes we got to surrender that. When we surrender those things that hold us captive of our thoughts and, you know, our minds and our hearts. I've had, you know, instances before where I've, you know, been hurt by people, like, really bad, and I was like, God, you know, please take this away from me. And eventually, you know, you get healed from that, and it's gone. And then that happened to me, you know, and then boom, somebody else, you know, came in my life, and I knew that I had to let that go in order for something better to come. You know, if you have your hand open and you try to open my hand and I'm squeezing it tight like a fist, well, I can't open my hand to receive anything or to give anything because I'm tight fisted. So I can't, you know, I can't open myself up because I'm holding it, and then I can't give nothing out or get rid of anything or receive anything. So it's like I've had instances before where I've worked with clients or I've worked with people, and I realized I was fighting it, and God was saying, this ain't your battle, you know, it's not your battle, this is mine. And I threw my hands up and I said, okay, I give up. And then I instantly started feeling better. And I was like, this wasn't so bad. And I let it go. And then, boom, I get a phone call. I got a phone call for a movie deal I'm working on, you know. And, you know, a movie deal we're supposed to be working on, a $38 million deal that I'm involved in. So it's like, you know, we go through trials and tribulations, but we need to endure. We have to endure hardship in order to get to the next level in our future.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk to us about some of the clients that you have? I mean, if you want to keep it confidential, that's fine, but I know they're on your website, so I figure it's okay to talk about some of the clients that you have, maybe some of the bigger clients, and how did you meet them? How did that situation come about? How did you start working with them?
Well, I mean, we've had clients before, and we have clients now. I mean, you know, everybody's just different, you know, and the way they think and the way, you know, it's all, I do believe that it's all about your attitude. It's about having a positive attitude and being humble. And I think anybody will get very far. That'll go a long way. And so we had a guy named Scott right now, Scott DeFalco. He's been on General Hospital several times. He's done a lot of soap operas. He was on Fox, a show that actually got canceled, but he did 30 episodes on that. So a lot of our actors, you know, they've done TV and film. We have a new guy named Daniel Soberay. You know, he just did 3 episodes on Days of Our Lives, and he was on Bones on Fox. So a lot of our actors are out there doing stuff, and, you know, they're out there going out. They're keeping busy. We worked with a client before named Isaac Singleton, which you know, we helped him get a really good agent in New Louisiana in Shreveport.
Isaac Singleton, the big black guy that was on Pirates of the Caribbean, right?
Yeah, the big guy. He played Bo's son. Yeah, we worked with him in the past, and you know, he's been out for like series regulars on Walking Dead, and he's been out for a movie with Mark Wahlberg. It was a smaller role, but there's been some good opportunities, you know. And you know, we worked with a kid named Carlos Oliviero. Carlos was in a group called Menudo on MTV. They were actually a music group signed to Sony Epic Records, and you know, we got.
How did you meet these clients? These are pretty big people. But I want to hear the story how you met these people. Like, were they referred to you? Were they introduced? Did you meet them at an event? And how did you end up?
Well, believe it or not, I met Isaac at one of the events that that you did. I guess you invited Isaac, you know, when you were doing events in Hollywood, like the big events. And, you know, I was always there supporting and helping. And I met him there, and then we kept running into him places. And he kind of just told us his story. You know, people like to open up. It don't matter how big you are. Everybody's going through something. Everybody's like, oh, I need a new manager. Oh, I need a new agent. Oh, I'm, you know, they want to tell you their stories. Like, I haven't acted in 3 years. You know, we met Isaac. He hasn't been in a big film, you know, since the Pirates when we met him. You know, and he was trying to go out and stuff, and we almost got him Star Trek II. He had a pen availability with April Webster's office for Star Trek II, and I mean that was looking really good. But there's a lot of good situations. Other people, you know, we met through working on movies. Like I co-produced a film called Brando Unauthorized with Mr. Damian Chapa. Interesting character. He's a great actor and very creative at what he does. And I met Scott. You know, we cast Scott in the movie, and we did the casting as well. About 300 people. It's on YouTube. Check it out. Brando Unauthorized. It's a trailer. But I met Scott there, and then. Later on, we've been talking, and he's always been watching what we do, promoting our clients and uplifting them, making them, you know, look good out there. And so we started working with Scott. So I believe he's going to do really well. You know, there's definitely room for growth, you know, for him, for his career. And you know, we have other talent as well, you know.
If people want to know about Daniel Soberay, I did an interview with him in my studio at Pepper J Productions Studio with Actors Reporter, and they can look up Eric Zulie, Daniel Soberay, The Easy Show, Daniel Soberay. I believe that's still actually on theeasyshow.com, and you can search it. And yeah, he's a pretty big one. So congratulations on your success. And since we're talking about writing, producing, acting, and casting, and things like that. Anybody that's listening, you're hearing it first on Easy Talk. A good friend of mine, good friends of mine, a married couple actually, that are writers, producers, directors, casting directors, they are doing a free emphasis, please. Real, it's called Real Acting Class Seminar. You guys can go to Real, acting.com to get more information on that. And that's actually in a really cool place. It's at Secretrose.com. Check it out.
Secret.
It's a really nice place. This is the real deal. So if there's anybody that's an actor that wants to really, by the way, they have a great track record. By the way, the lady that's involved, her name is Ann Ross. She's a big casting director. She's got a lot of credits. And a friend of mine named Timothy White, who's a director, producer, writer, comedian, known them for a very long time. They have a great track record of anybody that takes their classes as far as getting callbacks, and they really have a great track record. So I suggest people go check that out. All the information is on realrealacting.com. You heard it first on Easy Talk, and the information is also going to be on HollywoodItGuy.com. Follow the fan page, you'll get more info. Well, Ryan, you sent some of your people down there, right? And you met Timothy. You met them. You know who they are.
Yeah, I totally met them. I met them a while back. They're wonderful people. Wonderful people. Very professional. Definitely get those. You know, you want to know those people. Definitely.
Yeah. So any of the actors out there, and I'm seeing many good things happening in with the Easy Way Crystal Ball. So every listener, no, I'm kidding. I see. You know, I'll share this email with you guys next week. Ryan, I'm gonna let you go because we actually have to get to the next segment coming up here. And in closing, I'd love for you to go ahead and promote your stuff and talk to anybody. I mean, I think we came across and covered a lot of great stuff, and we appreciate your time and appreciate you being a guest on the show here today. And then next segment, guys, we'll go ahead and take a quick commercial break, play a little bit of music. And our next segment is Hollywood 401 with Patricia Shipp, the lead reporter of the National Enquirer. You get all the fun celebrity gossip here first on Easy Talk, and then you get it done in the National Enquirer. You get all the rest of it. So you get a little bit, you get the teaser with us, and you get the rest of it on the National Enquirer. And Ryan, your closing words, please. What do you want to say?
I just want to say thank you for having me on the show. I had a great time. You guys can check me out or check the company out on Google. It's under Avenue Entertainment Management. The website is aemartists.com. Twitter and Facebook. Twitter is @EnterAEM or I think it's AEM Management. Also, on Facebook, you can find us under the same name, Avenue Entertainment Management. But everything's on Google. Really appreciate your time. I thank you for letting me come on here. I'm really inspired by, you know, the Cooper having her on the show. And I just want to say I'm doing it the easy way.
I didn't have to tell you. I love it. All right, guys. And I want to shout out to my girl, Eva. Eva's Universe. I promised her I'd play her song. This is one of her new songs, Eva's Universe, making it hot. She's doing a big tour right now. You can follow her at Eva's Universe on Twitter. Shout out to my girl Eva and Shane Sparks and everybody else. So thanks, Ryan. We're going to play this music and a couple commercials when we come back. You guys can hear that fun celebrity news, celebrity gossip, and you can always hear a lot more on HollywoodItGuy.com. This is Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks and Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
It's not the first time you've shown up to fight with me. Half 4 in the morning. You're brave when you're drinking, so say what you came here to say. Never had a warning that you keep it all inside, yeah. I don't wanna make you hide anything. Tell me that I'm wrong if I am. I know we can't agree on everything. I open my door to see both
of your hand up. If there's no tough love to keep us in touch, will you be mine to get bored of? Then I had a dream about it. What I wanna live without ugly days. If you're always on my side, then what happens when the ride is over, babe? Why is it that you always surrender? Bleed a little bit, bleed a little bit. Come on, put up a fight just one time. Make me wanna scream a little bit, scream a little bit. Na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na. Just tell me why. Na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na. Just tell me why. Na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na. Just tell me why. Na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na. Just tell me why.
I'm Aubrey O'Day and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zulli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
The newest segment of Easy Talk has everyone inquiring, what will we hear and who will we meet? Our friend Patricia Shipp is here from the National Enquirer to fill us in on everything we need to know. Let's all give a warm welcome to Patricia Shipp.
Hello there, everybody. This is Patricia from the National Enquirer checking in. I just have a couple things I want to bring you guys up to date about. Every talk show host, king in waiting like Jimmy Fallon, despises obnoxious blinking applause signs, and he has ordered producers never to prompt the audience to or to slap their hands together like performing seals or even add laugh track. Jimmy wants the show to be natural. He doesn't want people pressured to react in any way. they don't want to, and as a result, his audience will always have more fun. So he's the one that's catching on how to do this. You know, when you go to those talk shows that you've never been, there's this applause sign, like you're too stupid to know when to laugh or to clap. So he wants all that taken away and go all natural. So good for him. As the latest wretched court inquiry into Michael Jackson's death begins, children Paris, Prince, and Blanket still carry on a family tradition their dad started when they were much younger. Once a week, the kids' chauffeur passes through one of their favorite fast food eateries like McDonald's or KFC, orders all of their favorite foods, especially Michael's, and their favorite snacks, and brings them home. Then the kids sit down to eat with a place at the table set for Michael. They've told their pals that it may be something weird to them, but it's a tradition that they look forward to every week that makes them feel closer to their father. So, you know, it's really a tough time. Remember, those kids lost Michael in 2009, and it's a, you know, hard thing to do when he was the only parent that was, you know, around those kids. So we're going to still pray for those kids, okay? Now, Angelina Jolie and a pal dropped by the famed Beverly Hills Hotel Polo Lounge, and after they were seated in a huge booth, a party of six upper crusty Real Housewives arrived, complained that they'd requested the same booth for their lunch because they had a much larger party, and ordered the staffer to move Angie pronto. Well, the maitre d' sheepishly approached the superstar, saying they'd like to move her to a very nice large table in another part of the restaurant. But did Angie move? Hell no, reports my Polo Lounge insider. Angie stayed put and didn't even blink when the Miss Mavens gave her the stink eye on the way to their very nice large table. So, you know, come on now. You can't be just going to the Polo Lounge and make Angelina Jolie get up. What's wrong with you people? Anyway, that's all for now. This is Pat Shipp at the Inquirer. Talk to you next time.
Hey, Pat, you know what? Before we let you go, I wanted to ask you something because I had a ton of fans that actually contacted us on something. It was a blog post that was on Yahoo News, and I've just posted on HollywoodItGuy.com. There is a very strong rumor right now, and I'm wondering if maybe you know a little something because you're the queen of the Hollywood gossip in a positive. I think you're really positive when you do stuff, but I mean you just kind of really know stuff before other people, and maybe you can find us out if you don't know. But there's a lot of gossip about Rihanna and Chris Brown and Rihanna possibly being pregnant. Is there anything you know about that? Maybe?
Let me just tell you right now, Rihanna is not pregnant.
She's not? Oh, okay, because there's a lot of blogs out there saying that she may be. Okay, well, there we go, guys.
That's just because they saw her going to a doctor's office. She's not pregnant.
Oh, well, there you go. There's the facts, guys. You can only get on Easy Talk. Thank you so much for everything, Patricia. We love you, and we appreciate your segments every week. So you guys just listened to Hollywood 411 by Patricia Shipp, the lead reporter of the National Enquirer, and we appreciate it. So we'll catch you guys next week.
Thank you.
How about that, guys? See, the show's not too bad, huh? Easy Talk. You know, we get that inside info. But, yeah, so you now know what's going on the easy way. And all that stuff that you're hearing, you know, you get the real scoop with us. That's how we roll. So tune in next week, you guys. Do not miss this one. You guys remember the show Smart Guy? Remember the show Smart Guy? Remember the dad? My good friend John Marshall Jones is going to be my guest next week. We're going to have a lot of fun. We got a lot of cool stories. He's going to be telling us a lot of stories that he's had as an actor and what he's done as, you don't want to miss it. I don't want to give too much away, but I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I enjoyed making a little girl's dreams come true, and it's really cool that they hit me all the way from Canada. But you guys, this is Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. Only on Blog Talk Radio. We'll catch you next week. Love you.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.